It is the hour. It's 10 o'clock, right on the button. We want to get started on time. We have a day packed full of events, so we're excited for what's coming. We're excited for who we've got here to share the information with us. So if you would, grab your seats. A little housekeeping. If you would, if you've got one of these fancy little noisemakers, be sure and turn them to off or silent. We don't want you to miss any of the information. We don't want the person sitting next to you to miss any of the information. For the day, I will be your host. My name is Mark Udy, regional manager here for the state of Utah. So we're going to have an event coming next month. It's going to be phenomenal. And we'll talk about that at the end. So stick around till the end of this. But it's my privilege, actually, and I'm going to get out of the way as fast as possible. Like I said, we've got a stellar lineup for you today. The lady that we have here, you think about it. Now, it's Valentine's Day, right? Everybody knows that? We managed to steal her away from her husband for the day to have her come here and share with us her expertise and her experience. So, without stealing any more of her story than that, I would like you all to get to your feet and welcome to the front of the room, $500,000 in...
'Cause I'm TNT, I'm dynamite, TNT, and I will not fight, TNT, I'm a power load, TNT, Watchmen's
rocker chick. Could you tell by the music? Well, I'm excited to be here, and Mark and Leslie, actually, you didn't say much about yourselves, but they are absolutely leading the charge here, newest $100,000 ring earners, and doing a fantastic job. So you all are very lucky here to have the leadership that you have in the room, and I'm just excited to share with you what I looked at 18 years ago. So when I looked at this company, I was two. Thank you. Actually, my children were one and two at the time when I took a look at the company. And I had been downsized from corporate America. Anyone ever experienced that? Anyone ever experienced being long-term unemployed? So it kind of does a number on the bank account. And that's actually where I was 18 years ago. I was in the mortgage industry. We all understand that sometimes that could be volatile, and so I found myself at home with my children doing some daycare to be able to raise them, but there was a pretty big gap in what I needed to bring into the household, and so the gal that I was doing some babysitting for said, you ought to come check out this legal thing. So some of you may have heard that today. That may be why you're here, to check out this legal thing. And it's okay, I promise I will give you all the facts so you can make an educated decision for yourselves. But here's what I found. When I actually went to my pastor's living room, I walked in, I said, all right, show me this legal thing. And what I saw was something that could help everybody. And I saw that it was something that I absolutely needed in my life. And I also saw that it was a way for me to be able to fill that gap in the income, because I knew I was going to share the information. Wouldn't you agree that when you read a good book, see a good movie, eat at a good restaurant, we're prone to telling people about it? And so what I saw was a fantastic service that everybody needed, and I knew I would be prone to telling people about it. So we're going to take you through the services today, and then I'm also going to take you through what has been very life-changing for me and my household. So we're going to cover a couple things. We'll talk about who we are, what we do, and why so many people are joining us today. And when I went into my pastor's living room, I said, you know, I've never been in trouble with the law. I've never used an attorney, so why do I need this legal thing, right? And he asked a few questions. Have you ever signed a contract? Have you ever been overcharged or treated unfairly? Absolutely. Do you think it's going to happen to you one more time in your lifetime? Absolutely. Received a traffic ticket? Am I the only one in the room? Teenage drivers? Drive like a teenager? That's me. Known a victim of identity theft? I mean, listen, you know, you turn on the news today. If you look at the cumulative breaches that have happened just in the last 6 months to a year, if you tally that up, we've all been victimized three times. I mean, that's that. If you do the numbers of how many people are on the planet and how many breaches have happened, so you know, it's an epidemic, and we absolutely need to address solutions to that. Or, you know, have you simply just been in a situation where, am I right? Am I wrong? You know, how does that relate to me? And I'll share with you a story how I'm in the middle of using the services right now because my cell phone company told me one thing, and the bill said a whole nother thing. And I spent an hour and 15 minutes on the phone with the cell phone company, and I went, why am I doing this? I have this legal shield thing that could help me out. So we'll talk about how it can help in life events, because really, if you think about what we do, what Legal Shield does is we give you the ability to know what your rights are without having to think about $300, $400, $500 an hour. Because that's why I had never used an attorney before in the past. It didn't compute. You know, I had been generationally conditioned to not use attorneys because nobody in my household was making $200, $300, $400 an hour. Therefore, I never saw anybody do that, and so I just followed generationally not using them. And so really what we're doing is we're evening the playing field because for one low monthly fee, we give people that access that they need. And what you'll find is, for the guests in the room, you'll find that a lot of us are walking around smiling. It's because we live our lives worry-free because we do have the access, because we can navigate those life events. And for those of us that are associates, we sure like the business opportunity and what it does for our households financially, too. So I'm going to take you through the coverage and talk about, you know, what people are using the services for. So I'm going to just put up a couple examples up here because we find that these particular areas are the most common things that people call in and use our law firms for. And if you think about, you know, family matters, real estate issues, IRS issues, you know, there was an article that I read, I forget about how long ago it was, but really about how they're really targeting more people this year to, you know, audit. And if you've ever been in that situation, you don't want to show up with your shoebox of receipts. You want to know what your rights are. And so you can see that there's a lot of areas that, you know, you may be able to relate to. One in particular that really struck me when I looked at the membership was the estate planning. Remember, my kids were 1 and 2 at the time, and I didn't have a will in place. And I thought Dad would get my children if something happened to me. What I found out is legally that was not the case, and I needed to put that love letter in place. So we'll talk about how our services absolutely address that. So last year, we had over 2 million requests annually. So you don't need to be in trouble with the law to need access because we don't have 2 million bad members out there that are using our services. It's life events. It's just stuff that happens. So the first thing that we do is unlimited consultation. So I'll give you a couple of things that I've used the services for. My husband and I own a home in Arizona, and we got a letter from the Homeowners Association saying that we had weeds in our yard. Well, if any of you have ever been to Arizona in the summertime, we have a lawn maintenance crew that comes and does the yard because at 115 degrees, we're not out doing the yard. So they come very regularly, which means there weren't weeds in the yard because they're there once a week handling it. So we tried to explain this to the Homeowners Association, and they said, if you don't pay the fine, we're going to put a lien against your property. So we called the law firm. We asked what are our rights in this situation. And under our membership, they said, let us write a letter on your behalf. It's included. We'll put that up here on the screen in a second. And interestingly enough, the board met and agreed to waiving a one-time fine that they otherwise weren't waiving. The fine was $25. So what would most people do if they did not have the ability to pick up the phone, call an attorney, and have, you know, a letter written on your behalf? You pay the fine, right? You don't want to lean against your property. And so these are, when I talk about life events, yes, I've called for the $25 fine. I've called for the dry cleaners wrecking a whole batch of mine and my husband's clothes, and they said, sorry, too bad. And when they got a letter from our law firm, 10 days later, they said, please come pick up a check for almost $1,200 for the clothes we wrecked, right? same situation, outcome differently when you have the ability to have somebody let the other party know what your rights are. I've also called for my teenage son. So, you know, you can use it for a lot of things. So can he really do that? Why, yes, yes, he can. And am I legally responsible? Why, yes, yes, you are. Now, did I like hearing that? No, I didn't. However, it prepared me for when my son decided he didn't need to go to school anymore. Now, I have two polar opposite children, so I have my daughter who is, you know, an honors student, and so I expected the other one to follow suit. Well, guess what? Didn't happen that way. He's my free spirit, and long story short, in the state of Arizona, at 16, he absolutely can make that decision, and there is nothing I can do about it. Doesn't sound right, does it? But if the law was logical, we wouldn't need attorneys. So in this case, the law didn't seem too logical to me. However, I found out that, yes, he could do that. And, yes, I still was responsible for him until he was 18. So I tried to lock him up for the last 2 years. It didn't quite work. But we made it. We made it. We got through. And you know what? He's a great kid, and he's taken his own path. And you know, I don't have much of a fight because he says, well, Mom, look at Papa. He's got a GED, and he's a millionaire. How do you fight that, right? All right, you'll figure it out. But, yeah, so I have called for even things that you would think, well, that's kind of silly. Why would you call the attorney? Why not? If you don't have to think about the expense and you want to know how that affects your life, absolutely. So we've called for a lot of things. We are a nationwide plan, so something that was a little bit more traumatic, when my mother passed away, we were in two different states. I'm an only child. I have no clue how to navigate this. The beautiful thing was, is I was on the phone with attorneys in Arizona and in California. They walked me through the whole thing, and I did not pay one extra dime to move through that more traumatic situation in my life because of the coverage that we have. 24-hour access. Why would you need 24-hour access? Murphy's Law, for one, right? Because unfortunately, that stuff happens at the wrong time. But if you're injured in an accident, being questioned, arrested, or detained, and you think you're not ever going to be in that situation, but when we talk about identity theft and how people are committing crimes in your name, it's good to have peace of mind to know that you have the ability to enforce your Miranda rights, right? Because we all know that, especially like for me, you know, I've got a daughter off in college, and while I think she's a great honor roll student, she could be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And certainly I don't want her answering things that could incriminate her, that maybe has nothing to do with her. And we know Miranda rights, you have the right to call your attorney, not your mom, right? And because we're a family coverage, my daughter has that coverage in place, and I have peace of mind, even though she's living a couple hours away, that, you know, she has the ability to use this coverage. And how can we do that? Because, you know, we talked about a low monthly fee. And so how are we able to give members 24-hour access? Because if you really think about it, the uber-rich people probably do not have 24-hour access, unless they're married to an attorney, right? And so it's called collective buy power. If you think about how all protection plans work, think about AAA. How many of you have a AAA card? Right, so you pay your monthly or your annual rate so that the, you know, $100,000 tow truck shows up when you need it. Right, but you didn't pay $100,000 for the coverage. You paid a small fee, but collectively enough people paid that small dollar amount to where that truck will show up and take care of you when you need it. Same concept here. When you have 4 million lives that are being protected, that monthly fee goes in and gets pulled together, you could say to the best law firms around the country, here's what we need you to do because we're paying you in advance to take care of our members even 24/7. Okay? So it's empowering. We talked about the letters and phone calls. Nice to have attorney letterhead in certain situations, and they'll even make phone calls on your behalf depending on the situation. So you'll always start with that consultation, and then they'll move you through the coverage on what will best suit in your situation. How many of you signed a contract and acted like you understood the legalese? Yeah. Right? You skim through, oh, that looks good, okay. Oh, you look trustworthy, and right? Because, listen, legalese is very difficult to understand. And so We want you to be able to make good sound decisions before signing, so we're going to review your contracts up to 15 pages in length to make sure you make a good sound decision. Any do-it-yourselfers in the room? Any of you? Some of you? You know, I know, listen, I'm not the only one that goes on Google, right, to check out things, make decisions. And so what we have is we have the ability, online legal forms. I've used this a couple of times when we bought my daughter a car. We bought it through a private party, and I wanted some kind of legal binding contract between him and I. And so we actually went online, printed off a buy-sell agreement, talked to the law firm under the consultation, filled in the names, faxed it over, and had a contract that I felt comfortable with, all covered underneath our membership plan. So that is there as well. Estate planning. How many of you would agree that 100% of us in the room have a date on the calendar someday? None of us know when that is. Wouldn't you agree that it would be necessary or important to have this document in place? When is a good time to handle that? Now, right? Before, right? You certainly want to be able to make those decisions, leave your loved ones not having to wonder, you know, if you want to be on life support or not. Because it's interesting, you know, the dynamics. I've spoken all over the country, and typically when you've got some young people, they think they're invincible, and why do I need a will? And, you know, I always share the story of that there was an 18-year-old that was in a horrific accident, unfortunately passed. There was a huge lawsuit that resulted as it, and there was millions of dollars that were paid out. The 18-year-old didn't have an estate plan in place. Therefore, the money that was paid out was split between the mother and the father. Sounds reasonable. Sounds like the law did what they needed to do. Well, the component in this story was that the father was non-existent in the 18-year-old's life. Wasn't there for this person, and he probably wouldn't have wanted that estate to be split, but because at 18 he wasn't thinking about putting that in place, the situation went the way it went. So you just never know, especially with life support and whatnot. So, you know, whether you have a lot of stuff or a little stuff, you have a body, you have some wishes, write the love letter. It's included. And I always say to people, listen, if you've never used an attorney before, here's a great way to see what it feels like, because putting the membership in place, you're going to get your will kit right away, and you really can get to work on doing that in your first 30 days and decide how it feels to empower yourself and have this membership in place. The rest of this stuff, I think, is icing on the cake, but yes, I have used the traffic-related areas. This is for your moving violations. We don't fix tickets, but we certainly give you access to having attorneys there to represent, go with or for you, depending on the jurisdiction. And certainly, you know, if we can keep the points off our records, it's much better on our insurance rates. And the state of Arizona and California thinks that I'm a good, safe driver, so I'm a happy camper. Child defense. Who's suing who in America?
Everybody.
Anybody can sue anybody. And the truth of the matter is if you don't answer the lawsuit, you're what?
Guilty.
You're guilty by default. And so really, I mean, for about $100, somebody could go down to a courthouse, file some frivolous lawsuit against you. But if you were a Legal Shield member, you get a bank of hours the day you become a member. So if that lawsuit takes place after you become a member and it's frivolous, here's what's going to happen. Your attorney is going to say to the other party's attorney, my client has 60 hours of trial defense before they ever have to open up their wallet. Do you think that your client is prepared to pay you for 60 hours as we start this process? It's interesting how frivolous things sometimes go away when you're empowered. So the stuff we talked about that was unlimited, that's unlimited. When I talk about trial defense, it's a bank of hours just in case you get sued. And the great thing is our membership, it increases those hours each year you own it up to your fifth year. And we also have some supplements. So if you're in a job position where you feel like you're more susceptible to being sued, then we have a supplement that we'll talk about in a minute that may be the right thing for you to include as well. After 90 days of being a member, we have some family law stuff that is available to you, all that uncontested stuff. So sometimes people move through uncontested situations, and it's great to have an attorney handle it and not have to pay those fees. But let me go here. But if it's contested, then we have this great thing called 25% discount. So how many of you like to get the items that you like, but you like to get them on sale?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, how would you like to be able to have access to the best law firms for your legal needs that may be contested or outside the scope of what we talked about, and pay significantly less for the same great attorneys? Makes sense, right? I honestly, in my legal life in the last 18 years, I think I've been here twice. But the savings was so substantial, and I was going to hire an attorney anyway. So, you know, we've got two systems in America, in my opinion. We've got the yellow pages, trying to figure out who to call, no guarantee on the delivery of the service, nobody monitoring what's taking place, and you will pay full price. Or you have our legal shield system, where as a member, the bulk of your legal needs are absolutely covered under your membership. If you need some extra, we have a 25% discount for our preferred members, but you have the Legal Shield network monitoring the delivery of the services that you're getting, and you don't get that anywhere else. Very empowering. Also, the IRS audit assistance is in there. We talked about that. But I'm going to talk about who's covered, and then I'm going to switch gears to talk about identity theft because it absolutely is an epidemic. So the member, the spouse, or the significant other, your never married children living at home, if you have guardianship up to the age of 18, and your college students up to the age of 26, physically or mentally challenged children for as long as they live in the home. So basically, your whole household is protected. Now, with your other protection plans, what happens when you add a dependent? Every dependent you add, you pay more for those dependents. So while we are like other protection plans in this area, we're not, whether you're single or we're in Utah, so you might all have some large families here, your household is protected. Now, I have never been to Utah, and I've been talking about you all when I do this part for 18 years. This is the first time. You guys, you didn't laugh as much as the rest of the country laughs at that one. All right, so let's talk about identity theft. Is it not so funny? Are you? Listen, I only wish that I could have a whole brood of children. It didn't quite happen that way, although Larry and I have 7 kids between us, so I got five extra kids by default, and I got 9 grandkids by default. So I guess I just married into it. All right, so identity theft. Let's talk about how it's affecting people. I know I digressed for a second, but y'all stuck with me. Okay, we're getting back onto the right track. So a lot of people think that identity theft is credit related. This is about 17% of the crime. Okay, so and any more today, banks and your financial institutions have some things in place to really help prevent or mitigate the damages for us. Where it's really affecting the households now. More so is Social Security. So you have people, you know, working under your Social Security number. Does the IRS care, or do you get to pay the taxes, right? That could be a mess. Driver's license fraud. Medical fraud is, I wish I had my notes, but I think it's something over 30% of the crime now is medically related. The last thing you want is somebody changing your medical records. Because of HIPAA laws, it's near impossible for us to fix our own records back. You would need an expert to be able to do that. And then, God forbid, somebody committed a crime in your name. You know, I heard a story about a gentleman that spent an entire year in San Quentin jail having to prove his innocence because somebody committed a crime in his name, and he didn't have anybody to help him navigate or avoid him going to prison over it. So let's talk about how it actually affects victims, because if it happens to you, you could have some problems with securing loans. You know, we all understand about our FICO score. It could affect that. There's a lot of ways that it could affect your household and be damaging. And so I believe that having a plan in place, some plan, is better than having nothing in place. Let's talk about what makes us uniquely different, because we have a partnership with Kroll, K-R-O-L-L, who are the leaders in the world in risk management. And so what we do that's uniquely different is we do restoration, not resolution. And basically restoration means that you're going to have a licensed investigator fix the mess for you. So if you think about what victims go through, they go through hundreds of hours, thousands of dollars trying to navigate. And if you're not an identity theft restoration expert, you don't even really know where to begin. And getting a fraud packet or having an 800 number to call is probably not going to help you get all the areas where it might affect your life. So we've got two plans. We've got our basic and our premium, and basically both of them are going to start off with giving you that monitoring, that early detection, and that's what's key in this crime, is to have somebody be alerting you of what potentially may be happening. They're going to help you with your understanding your FICO score, your credit history, and then we have the monitoring in place. But our premium plan kind of expands on that. They go into watching the 30 bazillion websites that are out there where our information can be, from our Social Security number to, you know, God forbid that a sex offender is using your information to register where they live or, you know, what they're doing. You know, this could obviously be detrimental. And if your neighbors are avoiding you, you may want to check and make sure that that nobody's using that information. And then lost wallet assistance. So certainly having something in place is necessary, so you'll be able to pick and choose what makes the best sense for your household. And again, Kroll is the leader in the world in risk management, and we've got that exclusive agreement with them to deliver that restoration services. You know, and listen, I'm originally from New York, so I feel like if I'm going to pay for a plan, I'm paying you to fix it. I'm paying for you to handle it. I'm not paying for you to send me a package that I could get myself anyway. So, you know, when you do a comparison of what's available out there, you'll find that our price point is incredibly competitive. Bar none, we have, you know, the best solution as far as the fixing it. And we're the only ones that partner that with the legal plan, because if you really think about what happens when you're an identity theft victim, do you think you'll have legal issues as a result of it? Absolutely. 52% of identity theft victims have legal-related issues. So wouldn't you think that putting the wall of protection around your family is the combination of that protection? And so that's what most people elect to do, and we'll talk about that in a second. But first I want to talk about, you know, I mentioned AAA earlier. So some of you raised your hand. So as a AAA member, I get emails all the time on the extra things that I have access to beyond the tow truck, right? I get discounts on all kinds of things, from hot air balloon rides and all kinds of crazy things that I didn't expect. But it's because of that buy power, that collective buy power. When you have, I think they have 64 million members. I don't know what the stat is. You know, when my husband was here, he's the numbers guy. He can tell you to the penny what we made yesterday, to the penny, you know, and he could tell you the statistics. But so roughly, if you think about that kind of member base, there are a lot of companies that partner to give discounts because they want that business. So the same thing is happening here at Legal Shield, and we got a lot of great benefits. From Men's Warehouse. In fact, when my son turned 18 and he became an associate, we went to Men's Warehouse, and man, I suited him up, and he looked good. And my husband thought I was nuts. I put him in a $600 suit. It's $300. With my Legal Shield discount, the savings paid for my membership for a year. And he looked good. He's this tall, skinny boy, so I had to put him in this expensive little slender slim suit or whatever, and it was $600. The other one sitting on the rack was like $200, same thing, but it was way too big for that skinny little boy. All right, so discounts. Gotta have fun, right? All right. So discounts are available to our members and our associates, and the pricing. So for less than a dollar a day, you really can put some good protection in place, a good basic coverage for your family. This is kind of the legal plan is our main course. And so this is a la carte. You can pick and choose what best fits your family for the coverages. You can see our, you know, we've got that trial defense supplement that I talked about. So if you feel like you need that extra coverage. If you're a home-based business owner, so once we go through the business opportunity, hopefully some of you will see value in becoming business partners with us. Larry and I have this, and I love having this component because I can pick up the phone and ask questions that are business-related and such, and that for, you know, $10, most companies would love to be able to talk about their corporation and their business needs for $10 a month. There's no way that you're going to have access to an attorney for your business coverage for that. So we've got some great plans here that you can mix and match. And I'm going to just transition because I think that you can see the value of how every household could benefit from our services. And the fact of the matter is that we only have about 2 to 3% of the households that have this in place. And we're going to talk about a study that will show you that the public says if they knew about this, they'd buy it. So I want to kind of ask you to put your business hats on, because now that you understand what this service can do for you and your household, I'm going to suspect that you are like myself and you probably would share the information the next time your neighbor, your aunt, your cousin is talking about needing to update their will or having, you know, the dry cleaners wreck their clothes or being overcharged on the auto repair. And you're going to go, wait, there was that short little gal that came in and talked about this legal plan thing, and I probably want to tell you about it, right? You're going to remember when somebody talks about a life event, oh, yeah, there's this legal thing that could help those life events. So what I want to talk about is how you can actually get paid to let people know that this exists. Is that okay? Does anybody want to hear about some money? All right, good. All right, so who needs this? Well, basically everyone needs to know about this. But if you're thinking about, you know, who you know that has children, right, because our identity theft plan actually will cover the minor children as well. I know that was up on the screen. I missed saying that. So when you think about who has children, who, you know, should update their will, statistically 75% of Americans do not have a current or updated will. So, you know, statistically, most people you're encountering probably need to know about this. So why join Legal Shield? Well, for me, it was the income, time, and freedom. Being a single mom, I did not want to sacrifice being a mom. I wanted the ability to be able to make that my first priority, my first job, if you will. But raising them singly, I needed some income, right? And so in corporate America, you don't find this combination. You may get a lot of income, but that would probably limit your time, which certainly affects your freedom, right? And so what I have found here at Legal Shield is, number one, I no longer had that cap or ceiling that I was running into in corporate America. I was able to determine my own income. I was able to determine my hours. I was able to work it around being a mom. And I was able to really, over a period of time, create that freedom that I think we all look for. You know, I think we all look for having the ability to do what we want, when we want, with whoever we want, without having to worry about the financial aspects of it. And there's not a lot of opportunities that will give you that. So why Legal Shield? Because, number one, the market potential is huge. People are not going to start needing access to knowing what their rights are, and attorneys are not going to drop their rates to accommodate. It's not happening. As a matter of fact, the industry itself, we're pretty antiquated if you think about it. It's the one system that hasn't changed since it started here. I mean, the only thing that changes, I don't think they wear those white curly wigs anymore, right? But I mean, if you think about how the service are, it really hasn't changed. Now look at did our grandparents ever think that we would be paying for a bottle of water, right? You know, the industry has changed. It's no longer drinking out of the hose, right, on the side of the yard or out of the water fountain. Everybody has a water bottle. Cell phones. The music industry. I mean, if you look at in our lifetime, but it's time for the legal industry to accommodate the 21st century as well. So that's happening. In fact, the American Bar Association says that the American public will access their legal needs through a legal plan. So they've recognized that is happening. And so, you know, customers aren't going to stop needing it, and the economic environment is demanding that we have these solutions in place. So let's talk about this study so that you can make a good business decision, because I am going to share with you my personal story of how this has affected our household, what it's done for us financially. But I wouldn't want you to make a business decision based on my personal experience. I'd want you to make it on some factual information. So the first thing is that when they did this study, and this is an independent, actually one of the top data analysts company in the United States, they discovered that 93% of the public thinks attorneys cost too much. We didn't have to pay them all that money. I could have told them that, right? The other 7% were attorneys, probably. 76% said they were hesitant to call an attorney. It could be a little overwhelming if you've ever looked at the Yellow Pages. You know, who do I call? There's different areas of law, just like it's a little overwhelming sometimes if you, in your medical coverage, have a PPO versus an HMO. Who do I call? I don't know what specialist does what. It's the same thing in the legal industry. And so people are hesitant. They don't know what to do, so they don't do anything, right? 9 out of 10 said that if the cost was more affordable, they absolutely would seek legal counsel. 9 out of 10. Here's the other interesting dynamic is that 90% have never heard or have you know, any form of this coverage, right? 2/3 said they never heard of anything like this, but here's the kicker. More than 60% said if they knew it exists, they would buy. More than 60%. I just told you that we have 2 to 3% that have our legal coverage. So from a business aspect, do we have room for growth?
Yes.
So even though we're a 43-year-old company, are we still a ground floor opportunity for people that want to have life-changing income?
Yes.
Absolutely. Because these are just the people that said they would buy it. This isn't even the maybes. The maybes that just need to be educated that could be turned into, yes, that makes sense. Okay, and we just talk about that, you know, the economic environment is demanding these solutions, and now we're saying that 60% said they want it. They just need to know about it. So let's talk about what that means to you. First of all, we have a huge opportunity. It's not just with the family plan that I just shared with you. We've got different niche markets. Some of us work this whole wheel of opportunity. So this great benefit can be brought to companies as an employee benefit. Business owners can protect their businesses. There's some great specialty plans. And it really all kind of revolves around the fact that we're looking for people to market in whatever arena makes the best sense for them. Okay? So there's more than one way to do the business. If you told me 18 years ago that I'd be up in front of the room presenting this information, I probably wouldn't have gotten started. I had such a fear of public speaking, no joke, that if you told me that's how I had to do this business, I probably wouldn't have done it. Here's the funny thing. We didn't have any of this 18 years ago. So it ended up that I did have to talk about it and figure out how to do it, and thank God I survived, and here I am. So today, we've got websites that will do provide the information for you. We've got DVDs, CDs. We have a flip book. I remember actually back in the day I made my own flip book because I needed something to guide me so I knew that I was staying on track and saying the right information. So here's the beautiful thing. If you can point and read, you can absolutely deliver the information. We've got what those three-way calls are really the ability to rely on the other people that have been around, that have done this business to help you help your prospects make that decision. So you're going to find that we have some really simple duplicatable systems. This is not hard, especially if you have a current full-time job. But maybe you want to look at this to be your retirement income, because unfortunately that's going away for most people. You know, so this could be a plan B for you. And so maybe you only have slivers of time. The beautiful thing is that this, because of the systems, because of the things that are available, you can actually do this business in slivers of time. You don't have to be full-time to be successful in the business. As a matter of fact, I'll share with you real quickly. I met my husband, Larry Smith, in the business, and he started out part-time, and so he dedicated 10 hours a week, and he followed a system. Back then, you know, we were fortunate enough that a 12-minute VHS tape came out not long after we all started, and that was our tool that we used, and we showed people, you know, if you can hit power play, right? And in that 10 hours a week, by his fourth month, he was making $1,000 a week. With the opportunity in 10 hours a week. So at that point, he thought, well, I wonder what could happen if I went full-time. And in his ninth month, he went over $10,000 and never made less than that since. Okay, so that was on part-time effort using systems. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. In fact, later on today, I'm going to do some training on how to really rely on the system to grow your business and get it rolling. So If you're like me, when I walked into my pastor's living room, it was pretty much show me the money, because if the money doesn't make sense, then I'm out of here, right? Just keeping it real. Is it okay that I'm honest, right? I was broke. I was looking to supplement my income, so I wasn't quite sure about this legal thing, but if the money looked good, I'd figure it out. So I'm going to show you what I saw 18 years ago, and hopefully it'll make sense to you. So we get paid three different ways. The first way is directly on your effort. So as you share this information with other people, you hit power play on the DVD player, you bring them out to a meeting just like this, you bring them out to a luncheon, they decide, yes, I want to protect my family. Everybody starts as a junior associate, and as they protect their family, so this is based on them having a plan with two of the supplements, okay? That's our most popular coverage that people elect. So you're going to send the company roughly $40, and they're going to send you back $76, half and half, okay? Because you're in training, so while you're in training, you're going to get the first half. As soon as we get you trained and move to that associate position, you get the second half, okay? So you'll get a total of $76 for a $40 transaction. That doesn't sound too legal, does it?
No.
Yeah, well, we're Legal Shield, and we definitely do things legally. So we work like any other insurance product. And so basically what you're seeing is that we're going to pay you initially for your effort. And then we'll get to the other part here. Then we're going to pay you over and over again for your effort. And we're going to talk about that in a second. So you can move through this compensation plan just by marketing memberships, okay? And as you reach a level, so once you market five memberships, then we're going to advance you to that associate level, and now you do the same action, but instead of 76, you're going to get $114. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Here's the great thing. There aren't any quotas. That was important to me. I had looked at other opportunities. As a matter of fact, my mom was a serial entrepreneur. Do any of you know what that is? I had looked at a lot of compensation plans, and we had a lot of stuff in our garage. So I was a little bit skeptical when I took a look at this. So there were some key components I was looking for. And thank God it fit all of those components. So one of them was no quotas. I knew with having a 1 and a 2-year-old that I just couldn't do that. So once you achieve a level, that's your level, and the next time you make a sale, you get paid at that next level, okay? So our top level is director, and that's where you definitely want to get, because this is where we have people that have full-time jobs that over a lunch hour market a membership and make $229, and then they decide that that's more than I make all day at my job, and so they start to get a little dangerous in their desires to leave their job, because they realize what kind of true income potential is here. So let's just say that you became a director with our company, and you introduced this to me. And so 18 years ago, I was looking for the ability to make about $500 extra a month. I figured that would help pad the income. And so you share the opportunity with me. I get started as a junior associate. You're a director. I know that I want to make about $500 a month, so I know that roughly my goal is to help protect 5-6 families a month in doing that. So I go to work, I start doing that because I've got babies to feed, right? So if I don't do this, what else am I going to do? Well, here's the beautiful thing. As I start marketing those memberships, you're a director, I'm a junior associate on your team. Is there a pointer on this? Oh, no, that's not the right thing. The middle one. There we go. This column over here is called broker overrides. So as my director and as my broker, if you will, because I'm an agent in your brokerage, just like insurance and real estate, I go out and market and get my 76 times 5, but you get this times 5. Do you like me?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you want more single moms that need to make an extra $500 in your brokerage?
Yeah.
Absolutely, because imagine if there was 10 of me doing that. Single dads, somebody that knows that they're about to get a pink slip and knows that they need to have a backup plan. Just imagine having those people that just want to generate a little extra money collectively as a broker. Those override dollars start adding up. As a matter of fact, you can earn in overrides, up to $203 every time somebody makes a sale, and whether you're there to help them or not. Okay? So this column I had never really seen work super effectively for my mom. So I was intrigued about what that could do. I knew how to do this. I was going to work anyway. So I knew how to set a goal, knew how many families I wanted to protect to be able to meet my goal. This surprised me and started overtaking me. This is what J. Paul Getty talks about, having 1% of 100 people's work efforts versus 100% of your own. This is what I was taught in school. Right? All of us, get good grades, go get a good job. So this, what hypothetically was like a job to me. Okay? This was big business ownership. Okay? This is what Robert Kiyosaki talks about, that you want to be in that quadrant if you've read that book. And this is what gives you the ability to do that. And then the last component, and the one that was really kind of the icing on the cake, the one that really made me make the decision, yes, God, this is what I've been praying for, was the residual income. So basically what happened was I was going to work anyway to put food on the table, and then you're telling me I do something once and I'm going to get paid over and over and over and over again for the life of that membership. I have people today that still own the membership from 18 years ago. I probably should send them some, a card apologizing for, whatever kind of presentation I may have done back then. It obviously worked, though, because they still have the plan in place. And so I get paid today on what I did 18 years ago because of this residual income. And so I'll share with you, and I say this humbly, I really wanted to make $500 a month. And I was able to meet that goal very quickly. Then fast forward, I met my husband in the business, and so we put our efforts together. And then today, and he has 20 years, he just started his 20th year with Legal Shield. Today, what this has done for our family has created a six-figure residual income. We made over $600,000 last year, and so we have the peace of mind that knowing that, God forbid, something happened to us, our seven children and our nine grandchildren will have this income paid to them, because our team is not going to stop working because something happened to us, because they still have mouths to feed or whatever their goals are. And so as that income continues to grow, it will continue to pay our family legacy. And there is no other opportunity out there in America like that. And that is literally when I started crying. So some of you are saying, well, I wish you would have showed me that about 25 minutes ago, because that's the no-brainer I was looking for, right? So hopefully that, listen, I'm going to start to wrap up here, but if you have more questions about that, there's leaders here in the room. Make sure you get your questions answered here in the room from the people that know this business, so you can make that sound decision on if this compensation makes sense for you and your household. So let's start to transition into, what did I do here? Did I lock this up? I broke it, so we can do this. There we go. All right. Did I? I might have done that. I could be guilty of that. So let's talk about how you can have a fast start with your business instead of a slow start. Anybody like to get started fast and start making fast? Okay, great. So fast start qualification is basically, there's a couple things that we want you to be able to do. We first of all want to take you from that junior associate position to the associate position and pretty much double your income. So the goal is to help you get that first membership sold. We've got a great benefits association that has a whole ton of other benefits for you as marketing associates that are pretty fantastic. But we work on a point system, and so just for simplicity, every time somebody becomes a member and protects their family, you get 1 point. If they join you as a business partner, you get 2 points. Why are the points important? Well, because we have this great incentive program we're going to talk about here in a minute. But our goal is to be able to get you in a profit zone, okay? So as a business owner, we want to help you either market 5 memberships, and we're using that same example of the most popular plan, and that would generate $383 in commissions if you did it that way. If one of those individuals of the three members that you might share with want to become a business partner, then this example gives you $229. If two people become a member and they both become business partners, $153 in commissions is generated, and you have now advanced to that associate position. So why are the points important? Because we've got this performance club. This performance club uses those points, and if you do this consistently, 5 points or more a month, you're going to start being able to qualify for special recognition, for a $150 bonus. But at month 12, what happens is we say you're a solid business builder and we want to reward you for that. So we want to start compensating you $300 for a monthly bonus just for doing the proper business activity that you probably should be doing as a business owner anyway. Or if you'd like to drive a fine automobile, as in the ultimate driving machine, we would like to pay you $500 towards that vehicle. I didn't think I wanted to drive a BMW until my husband got one, and we have the 750 Li, and let me tell you, that's like, I can like go to sleep in that thing. It's like an airplane, right? So plus there's exotic trips and other incentives that the company has sent us all over the world, as a matter of fact, because of this performance club bonus. And I just look at it icing on the cake. Again, I was going to work anyway, and now you're going to reward me for basic business building. This is phenomenal. So as a business owner, there is an investment. Okay, so to be able to own your own business with Legal Shield, it's only $149. When I got started 18 years ago, it was $249. At that point in my life, you probably could have added a couple of zeros to that, because that sounded like $249,000 to me. I didn't know where I was going to get the money, but I knew when I looked at the compensation plan, I knew nowhere else was I ever going to see an opportunity like this, and I knew I had to find the $249 to get started. The great news is that I just showed you how three different ways, how as a business owner, getting started, getting all your materials, everything you need, getting all the great tax advantages simply by becoming a home-based business owner, I just showed you three ways to put you in a profit zone. Anywhere from $153 in commissions to over $300 in commissions for a $149 investment. And our goal is to do that in your first 30 days. Some people do it in their first 3 days of business, because we've got great systems in place to be able to get you started, get you off to a fast start, and get you in a profit zone. Sound okay? All right, awesome. So as we wrap up, I'm going to talk about where the business can take you, and then I think there might be a couple individuals in the room that also want to share what it's done for them. But as a company, just so you know, if you think about the last decade and what's gone on economically for a lot of companies, shutting down, laying people off, cutting pay, and yet in that same decade, we've paid over $1 billion to associates like myself and some of the people in the room. We've had hundreds of people that are earning anywhere from $100,000 to over $1 million a year. And I want to say that, you know, there are a lot of people that make a nice part-time income as well. And so, you know, when you think about just the part-time income, why is that? Okay, that one piece is out of there, so I'll just, it's okay. What would an extra $50,000 a year do for your household? What would an extra $25,000 do for your household? You know, you may not be looking for a six-figure income. For me, when I got started, I didn't know what six figures looked like. I didn't know I wanted it. I grew into it. Like I told you, my husband can tell you to the penny what we make. I purposely don't look at it because I don't want to be motivated by that. I will tell you that we live on 21% of our income, and the things that we can do, the mouths that we get to feed all over the world because of the, you know, six-figure strong income that we do make today is totally rewarding. But I think back 18 years ago, what an extra $25,000 would have done for my household. If you look at the people that went through foreclosure bankruptcy, if they had an extra $25,000, most of them wouldn't have had to file. And so we're doing that for hundreds and hundreds of households today. So whether, whether it's just a part-time income, whether you want to make the obscene, million-dollar plus a year income, it's all being done here. So the opportunity is wide open. You can paint your dream and your picture however you would like with this opportunity. But before we wrap up, I know there's some other people that have some great success stories here in the marketplace that we'd like to have you hear from.
Hello, my name is Vance Mitchell. I've started in the business, and I was a business owner, a paramedic, firefighter. And I was so busy that I ended up working about 100 hours a week. And another business owner just happened to refer me to Legal Shield. And my first month, I made an extra $2,800. My best single daily deposit was $4,276.12. You don't forget the pennies when that happens, right? Ever since then, I've never looked back. I've sold my chemical company and no longer a paramedic firefighter. I love Legal Shield. Absolutely.
My name is Lucas, and my wife and I found this company a little over 6 years ago. And at the time, I was only 20 years old. I didn't finish high school. I was cleaning out outhouses for a living, and my wife was a cashier at Walmart. So we didn't have a crazy business background, but we fell in love with the service and the opportunity. And that first year, part-time, we were able to generate almost $24,000 in additional income. We went full-time after that, and we've been stay-at-home parents for the last 5.5 years. We love this company.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background's corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm code, the keys, the expense account, the car. I had arrived. I also had no life, and I was broke at a higher level. About 15 years ago, this information was shared with me, and just the residual income now allows my wife and I to do what we want, when we want, with who we want. I love the fact that my grandkids like us a lot better than their own parents. We have the time.
My name is Kate Burns, and 5 years ago I was introduced to Legal Shield, and at the time I had a full-time job, and I was also going to school full-time. So I really had no time, or so I thought, for another project, but I knew that I needed to find a way to make additional income. So I got started on a very part-time basis. I used to work Legal Shield about an hour or two a day. And doing that, they paid me an extra $9,700 just my first 3 months, so that really caught my attention. Now it's been 4.5 years that I've been a full-time stay-at-home mom with Legal Shield, just continuing to grow my business, enjoying the trips, the vacations, and all the great things that come with this company.
Prior to Legal Shield, I was a full-time cop. Now, I loved the job, but the problem was there was no retirement in it. After 20 years of being in law enforcement, my retirement income was less than $2,000 a month, or just about $2,000 a month. I've been with Legal Shield now about a little over 9 years. My residual income at this point is somewhere close to $70,000 a year, about 3 to 4 times what I was earning as after 20 years as a cop. Where else can you find that opportunity?
Hi, my name's Ryan Burns. I got started working with this company because I just wanted to make a little extra money for my car payment. And that's exactly what we did those first 3 months. That extra $300 was huge. We made $900 that first 3 months. Then after attending trainings like you'll see this afternoon with Ms. Smith, I realized I could do a lot more. And we plugged in the system. We made $68,000 our first year and over six figures our second year. And we've absolutely loved the time freedom that's come with it.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. And we also started very part-time, 5 to 10 hours a week around our full-time jobs. But within a few months, it was paying us more than our job. So we transitioned. We went full-time with Legal Shield. After our second year, it was paying us six figures. And fast forward 7 years, we were inducted into what they call the Millionaires Club in the company, which simply means we'd made $1 million with this company. We did it with no products, no employees, no boss, no commute, as stay-at-home parents. And it would have taken me over 55 years to earn $1 million at the job I hated going to every single morning. I love this company.
Nice. Well, great. So as you can hear, there's a lot of great success stories, and I can't wait to share a couple of those with my son, who decided to not get his GED or diploma yet. So, you know, if you're a guest here, I'm just going to ask you to do us a favor. Please share with the person that invited you, you know, where you see yourself. If you don't have a will, please don't leave here without putting the membership in place and at least taking care of your family. That way you're not going to get a will done more affordably anyplace else. If you have some questions about the business or the membership, get your questions answered here. Let us help you in that fact-finding, decision-making process. So if you need those questions answered, let them know that. And lastly, if you're like me and you really just said, hey, show me the money, you showed it to me, how do I get started? Then let us help you get started. As a matter of fact, when we come back after a 10 or 15 minute break, later in the day, I am actually going to take you through how to actually get your business started and paint that picture of whatever it is that you want from this opportunity. So I'll look forward to having you all join us as business partners, and we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back in about 15 minutes.
Casting in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up.